Thursday, and welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, the new show that knows that literally everything will come out before GTA 6. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rusty.
And it still isn't out, and it's November. It's,
Wait.
Well, not even that long
ago.
Are you
surprised?
No, not really. It's funny because they're saying the additional months are necessary to deliver the level of polish and quality that players expect and deserve. It's the reason they're pushing it back out. I think, and some other sources, part of my sources from IGN, but I don't think it's going to come to the current gen. I think they're waiting on the next PlayStation and the next iteration of whatever that Xbox PC thing is that we were talking about last week. I think that's the real reason for the delay. But because it's such a massive release, people keep shifting their release windows around because of it. And it's causing a lot of consternation. But if they'll stick to that, because that's the only thing, that'll be half of everybody that plays video games will be playing that game, right? I'll probably be playing that game.
I'll definitely at least probably play it just for this single-player campaign.
I love that. I'll definitely probably maybe
kind of play
it. I mean, definitely probably maybe I commit because I have no idea what my financial situation will be.
And we still don't know if it's going to be like $150 because they keep
could be an $80 game and you end up just getting like a sheet of paper that says you own the game. But it's going to come out. It's going to come out eventually. I am not chomping at the bit for it. I am actually kind of wondering like when the next big release is going to be, because like you said, a lot of this, you know, a lot of games are seeing this as like the whale falling from the sky, right? When is it going to splash down? I don't want to be anywhere near it when it hits, right? Because it's going to ruin any type of other release that happens within a 3 week window before and after.
Well, you know, it's going to suck too, is that it probably won't release on PC till like 2 years later.
And you know what? I'm only going to be interested in playing it on PC. So,
which if that's true, then I really won't play it because I'm not going to buy whatever the next PlayStation is or the next Xbox most likely.
Because at that point, it's going to be like $1,000 investment.
Unless I just don't really see a path to being able to upgrade my CPU and GPU by then yeah, I don't know.
By that time, you will have been able to save up enough money to do those upgrades. I think outside of the fact that, I know. We don't necessarily want to talk about that, but you're going to end up buying the components for a gaming rig for what it's going to cost for the new PlayStation or whatever the new Xbox is going to be. So looking at, GTA, I know they really want to push this. It's like the biggest thing for them since, the last GTA, right? And look how much they rang out of GTA.
That gap is... Yeah. It came out,
money.
13 years, and they've been making money in the multiplayer. I never played the multiplayer because, I can't even get you guys to multiplay anything, so who am I going to play with?
Well, and the thing is that the multiplayer for GTA 5 has gone well beyond what they initially thought it was going to be. Like, there's, full-on, sky racing and stupid simulations that people have done in that game.
And a ton of Michael transactions.
Yeah, of course. But all of that is, it's more of a sandbox now instead of instead of the game that they initially thought it was going to be.
They've
gotten their money out of it.
Can you believe that anticipation for this thing and thirst for this thing are so high that out of out of 23,500 people polled on IGN's website, 16% of those people say they're willing to spend $100 on this game.
Which is insane.
I would never. So I don't see $100 for this game. I honestly don't.
Yeah, there was a lot of people speculating this had to do with the fact that Take-Two fired dozens of employees. They were alleging misconduct, but it looked like they had joined a union. Due to workplace things. And there was a lot of people speculating it had to do something with that. I really think that, yeah, it could be a lack of employees, but if you're going to release a game this massive, it might as well be a launch release for new consoles to help push the sales of new consoles. And I'd imagine that it's something like that. And then I'm also imagining that I don't think this is going to be $80. I think that they're going to get away with $100 on this stupid game.
I'm sure that there's different editions that's going to be up in the stupid range, right?
You know that the original GTA 5 is still selling and has sold over 220 million units. I've got a copy of it Xbox and on PC.
Yep, and the only thing that's going to kill it is the next GTA. So, the idea that this game has gotten so big is mind-blowing to me. I remember the original GTA, which was just a top-down game. Sure, fun, I suppose. But I never could have thought that that it would explode into this realm of popularity. It's one of those things. Like, I never thought Fortnite would be as big as Fortnite is. It's one of those. It's weird how these games get so hyped up and then so popular that they just last forever. And people go consumerism stupid for it. GTA 5 was a good game, but I was done with it when I was done with the story. I was like, okay, that's a great story. Bye.
I want to throw something that just kind of expands on the scale of this. So let's say they sell it at $100, right? And they sell 220 million units. Do you know how much that weighs in $100 bills?
I mean,
485,000 pounds in $100 bills. That's the mountain of cash that'll be pushed by this game.
I'll just take all of the weight that I lost in pounds in $100 bills, and I'd be happy. But
yeah,
that's
if it was $1 bills. It would weigh 48.5 million pounds.
Oh, my God.
That's 24,250 tons.
Okay. Well, let's just do it in discontinued pennies now.
I'm not going to go there. It'd actually be heavier than all of that'd be the heaviest, the 3x4. I think the penny's heavier than a bill.
Well, of course it is.
But the... That's insane. It's insane. And Take-Two knows they can get away with it because everybody's curious, right? I'm just hoping it doesn't screw the standard up on cost of games. Like, I think a lot of people see that it might be worth it because of the amount of time of game you might get, right? But that's not always the case. Like, there's a game that just recently came out that's doing gangbusters, and I'm going to try it because it wasn't crazy expensive. I bought ArcRiders last night. I haven't tried it yet, but for $49.99. And
yeah,
that's substantially different. And then I bought the duck game.
Oh, you did? Escape from Dukov.
Escape from Dukov. Thank you very much. And yes. I bought that for $13. It's actually a really good game. And it's hard to, like, the amount of games I could get for $100 is pretty wide, right? And I just bring that up because it just seems like there's nobody talking that back on the developer side, right? Nobody's talking
they'll
that
take
back.
Everything they'll get.
Yeah. I would assume they would probably push it to like $120, and I think they would get away with it.
I don't think. Well,
people would save up. People would save up. It'd be the price of two games.
You're going to have your whales that'll, you know, they'll buy anything, right? And they'll buy any edition.
I'll bet there's like $1,000 collector's edition for this.
I have my feelings on collector's editions, but
I'm out of space.
Yeah, right. I think they're going to, if they push it past 80, they're going to have some hard sells because, I mean, yeah, people in our age group with our incomes or, you know, the average income might be able to justify, hey, this is like buying two games. I'm going to get two games worth of time out of it. But you're also looking at kids, right?
There's tons of college age kids that like $100 is pretty ridiculous, right?
Yeah,
I remember, again, this is a long time ago, but I remember taking part of my disbursement and buying games. And I had, again, games were cheaper, not that much cheaper, more expensive in today's dollars. But I had $150 out of disbursement that was for games for 6 months. And that's all I had. Let's see, what's $150 with inflation from 2001 to today?
Dating yourself there.
Oh, I know. Yeah, so it'd be like having about $275. That's how much inflation has happened. Well, fuck.
Yeah, you realize, but
that would be a lot. That's a lot of. Let's just say, right? Let's just say it's $300, right, in today's money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to spend 1/3 of my gaming budget on one game. Man, I better hope that lasts me 3 months.
Because. I mean, look at how many $20 indie games you can pick up for that, right? You know, and sure, you might not get a whole lot more than maybe 10, 15 hours out of each one of those, but each one of those is going to be unique gaming experiences, right?
Yeah, I have. Like, I got Nasis back, I don't know, like 2 years ago, and it just came out of Early Access, and that game's like sub $20, right? It's like a deeper version of Terraria, essentially, and top-down and isometric, or not quite isometric, but anyways. Similar style, right? And then Escape from Dukov, like I'm not even a quarter of the way through the game. I've put 25 hours into that game over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's just saying there's going to be, you know,
if I get 50 hours out of both games.
If there's more, if it's more than $80.
If I get 50 hours out of both of those, that's as much as any AAA game. And then, you know, historically the GTA games take me about 60, 70 hours, right? And unless they like completely Ubisoft it, right? And it's a tower climber, right? Oh, or mass bullshit simulator where you go around doing things that aren't really fun, but just give you an activity to do. If there's a whole bunch of that stuff, then I think it really becomes
look at GTA 5. I mean,
there was some of that, but the story
GTA 5 is that.
But the story itself was pretty strong, and all three characters are pretty unique.
So the heists were pretty good, but the amount of like just, you know, driving around town and doing random jump things or the races, it's whatever. It's not my game. It's not my kind of game. So
I liked it.
I'm gonna poo-poo it.
I liked it enough to buy it again on PC when it finally came out, but. All that aside, it's still a really hard sell, right? And they're going to need to innovate a little bit on the old formula for it to even be justifying what they're asking for it.
It might be a great game. It might be their downfall. Who knows? Well, we'll see. I'm sure it's going to sell like gangbusters initially just because of the hype. So,
yeah. Well, what do you guys think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it'll make a shit ton of money. There's no denying that.
Okay.
Well, what do you guys think as the viewer/listener? Give us your thoughts at youtube.com/tiltcastshorts with a Z, or find us at tiltcast.com or search for us on iTunes or Spotify. No Z. And with that, we'll come back on Saturday for some more news. See you guys.